Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
All right. Thank you very much, Trevor, as we welcome you back in here on a Monday morning. Panthers in action tomorrow. Sam Bennett minus money to win the Conn Smythe Trophy, by the way. Brad Marchand sneaking in there at plus 440. Has anyone been better? How about that for a pickup for the Florida Panthers? Brad Marchand has been unbelievably good in these playoffs, and it just is funny. You know, Omar, we were talking about it, man. Everything the Panthers, every move they make just seems to work.
They got the Midas touch.
Just seems to work right now, and Coach Paul Maurice says that team 60 minutes away from winning their second Stanley Cup here, and it does look like Sam Bennett all but a lock here to win this this trophy should the Panthers close out this series. Now, that is a big if, obviously. You know, the Oilers are going to come at them and try to force a Game 7 back at home. But I'll tell you this. I think the Panthers, I've said this from the beginning of the series, I think the Panthers are the better team, and I think they have continued to show that. And the way that they bounced back from that crushing collapse just shows what that team is made of. And that game will be tomorrow night. You catch it right here on WQAM. Doug Plagans, Billy Lindsay will be on the calls. The Cats, they won it here last year in Game 7. They can win it here this year in Game 6. And we could very well have a parade in Fort Lauderdale
by the weekend.
This weekend. So we have that going. The NBA Finals, let's, they will play them, Game 5 tonight. I'm not a jinx guy. Oh, I told you that, Omar. I don't worry about any of that stuff, but I don't think that's a thing here, but let's see. We do have the NBA. They will play their Game 5 tonight. Thunder and Pacers. Thunder huge favorites in the game this evening. So we have that. I think that, by the way, has been a very intriguing series. I think it's a little more evenly matched than I think people are giving the Pacers credit for. But we'll see how that goes tonight in a pivotal Game 5. And then, Omar, the Dolphins have recently wrapped up minicamp, and you have your superlatives. We can obviously find your work in the Miami Herald. Very important that everyone continues to subscribe to our local newspapers down
absolutely
here. Keep
critically
that
important
going, man. We need local newspapers, so please, if you don't, subscribe. It is very cheap.
Is there a promo code for it now?
Promo code Omar. No, but it is.
I need a promo code.
It is cheap enough. It is cheap enough.
I don't know if there's a promo right now.
Go out there and get the local papers, man. Subscribe to the papers. But Omar, you got your superlatives.
Yeah.
Tell us what you got.
Well, this is based on, I believe, what, six practices that we watched during the offseason program, OTAs, and then what we had of mini camp. For me, my top performer was Devon Achane. Now, mind you, this is the second straight year that I've given him my top performer. I use the same template, and I didn't even know that I had named him the top offseason performer last year until I looked at the template. And just fast, man. When he catches balls, they have plays now where it's like Jaylen Waddle and Devon Achane isolated one-on-one on the inside linebackers. And Jordan Brooks is no slouch. Mm-hmm. But when you're a linebacker running against two guys that run 4-3s, it's unstoppable. Now, the question is, can that translate into the regular season? Achane showed you he was 1 yard from being a 1,500-yard producer last year. And that was behind a bad offensive line, and I don't think anybody can argue that they had a bad offensive line. So now that the offensive line should improve with James Daniels, I could definitely see him being a 1,000-yard back. And remember, this is a money season for Achane. My biggest addition would be James Daniels. Now, unfortunately, we didn't get to see him much. We got to see him practice one day, and that's because he's come back from an Achilles injury he suffered in September of last year with the Pittsburgh Steelers. Dolphins signed him to a 3-year, $24 million deal. He is the biggest signing of the offseason. He is the biggest reason that you got to have hope that the run game is resurgent. I don't know what to expect because I only saw him work one day. So if he's not good or he looks washed, your season is doomed, in my opinion. The most improved player I'd have to give to Jaylen Wright. He was the second-year player from Tennessee, fourth-round pick that the Dolphins basically traded into acquired a fourth-round pick last year to go get because they saw a talent falling.
He was frustrated.
Yeah,
you know, Joe raved about him, and you know, oh, he's going to be big this season, mm-hmm. and I went and drafted him in fantasy, and fantasy football, man.
He's redefined
against guys.
He's redefined his body.
Okay.
There's more upper body strength to him, more physical tone. I think that's going to help him become a better pass protector. And when he touches the ball, I mean, he's gone. It's like snap of the finger quick. I did not see that from him last year, and I hope that, you know, he was motivated. You could tell he was clearly motivated by his declined play last year. He just fell off the face of the earth by midseason. And, you know, sometimes that happens to rookies. Most impressive rookie, I'm not going to say that Jonah Savant, I can't even say it. Jonah S.
Savanaya.
It's like Hawaii, yeah. Sava, forget it. I can't do
all
it.
All right, keep moving. You know who you're talking about.
Yeah. I'm not going to say that he was killing it because, one, you don't have pads on, but I didn't feel much pressure from the interior players, whether that's on him or whether that's on them. I don't know. He just looks the part. He's very lean for an offensive lineman. You would think he would be big and you know, hulky. He's not. He's very lean. He's athletic. He can get to the second level. They're working on having him stabilize. You know, they have put him day one starter, and that's where he's going to be. Liam Eichenberg is mostly handling all of the snaps on the second team. Oh, well, can't tell you what unit. But it's Jonah's job to lose, and if he's good, you got something to bank on for a couple of years. This is kind of gonna be a Rob Hunt investment. Then you got the area of concern. Without that, this should be no surprise to anybody. The cornerback unit. I cannot tell you who is actually going to start at cornerback. Not even a clue. Not a single solitary clue. Kader Kelhu is without a doubt the best player in that unit. The question I have is, should Kader Kelhu, going into his fourth year as an undrafted rookie, as an exclusive nickel player, should he be the veteran leader of that unit? And the answer to that question is no. But right now they got Kendall Sherfield, they got Isaiah Johnson, they got Storm Duck, then they've got Cam Smith. And I did intentionally order the cornerbacks because I think that that's how it's going to play out. To me, Isaiah Johnson has some ability that intrigues me. We saw him come down with an interception that he just – interception coming close to the goal line. It was just a play that a ball hawk makes. He's tall, he's athletic, he's lean. Storm Duck is probably the safest bet for who is going to start. But then Kendall Sherfield, he's one of those guys that came out of nowhere. They signed him after a rookie camp, and he's really been working his way up the depth chart, and I'm curious to see where that goes. Area of strength for me, it's got to be the pass rushers. And as we talked with Chris Perkins in an earlier segment, Phillips, Chubb, and Chop, those are three guys who can give you double-digit sacks. There's the athleticism, the build, the power, the strength. Chubb looks like he's ready to go. Chubb looks like he's improved. Chubb looks like he's healthy. Chop has improved. And Jalen Phillips, you know, he's a Greek Adonis. He just looks the part. They're really being cautious with him in terms of how much he's working. So the whole goal with that unit is to keep them healthy and keep them healthy and productive for 17 games. My biggest surprise was Willie Gay Jr. I know he was a starter. He has started 55 games in his career. And this is a guy who's been in the league for 6 years. So that means he's basically been a starter for every year but one. Undersized outside linebacker, instincts to kind of play inside linebacker. I think he's going to be the top backup at both spots, in my opinion. Pushing for playing time, I would go with Malik Washington. Young guy. You saw what he did last year in the second half of the season. He basically got Odell Beckham cut. Not that Odell Beckham was good because he clearly was washed. Talented player. Saw him catch and bring down probably the best pass I've ever seen Tua Tagovailoa throw during the Tuesday minicamp session. Third down, they were at the 50-yard line. Tua, pressure's coming from his left. Tua just takes it and throws it. He's got one-on-one with Malik Washington, defended by Jason Marshall Jr., the rookie cornerback. Jason Marshall Jr. is all over Malik. Tua puts the ball a little bit ahead of Malik. Malik puts on the afterburners, goes and gets it. It's a highlight that the Dolphins have produced on their social media, so you could see it for yourself. It was a beautiful play from Tua and a great catch that showed that there's some upside to this young man. Don't sleep on him for the number three receiver position. Needs the most work. It's got to be your backup quarterback, Zach Wilson.
All right, there's one more Dolphins-related question that I had for you here today, Omar. I know you're not going to be with us tomorrow morning, but I have one more for you today that I want to ask you. I thought this was really interesting. Lewis Riddick, Ryan Clark were talking about this on ESPN the other day. So I want to get your take on this. It has to do with the Dolphins' offense. So we'll get to that when we come back here on QAM.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
All right, welcome back in here on QAM. Hope everyone's having a good start to their week here on this Monday morning. Hollywood, Omar Kelly, Trevor driving the program here. And we had a lot of texts coming in, 305-567-0560. We will try to get to those. Omar, I did want to ask you this because we heard last week we played a clip from ESPN and they were talking about, this was like Lewis Riddick and Ryan Clark and Booger McFarland were talking about the Dolphins offense and the fact that Mike McDaniel needs to reinvent the offense. And they're right to an extent, right? Like, clearly teams have caught on to what the Dolphins are doing.
I don't think they were right. And,
okay.
And here's my reasoning for why I don't think they were right.
So you think
right.
The Dolphins are just going to roll out what they did last year and hope that it works?
It wasn't a matter of needing to reinvent the offense. How many games did they play without Tua Tagovailoa? They played 6.5.
This really, you're going to keep doing this?
One quarterback in the NFL has been a 100-rated quarterback for the last three
every
seasons
game
under
played.
Mike McDaniel. One quarterback in the NFL has been a 100-rated quarterback. That's efficiency, brother. Here's the point that I'm going to make. With Tua, you have a very efficient offense, even if you don't have a running game. Now, imagine if you had a running game, you'd be back to your 2023 Dolphins. Now, yes, that's everything's perfect in a perfect world. Nothing is ever perfect in the NFL. But last season, not only did they lose Tua for 6.5 games, but in the first game where he was starting as the backup, Skylar Thompson breaks his ribs. Looks horrible, but he breaks his ribs in the process. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And then you have to go to a quarterback who'd been with your team for 10 days. And Snoop Huntley.
Yeah, yeah.
Tyler Snoop Huntley. Yeah,
I forgot his name the other day, too.
Yeah, so Tyler Snoop Huntley, okay. who, by the way, has not been picked up by an NFL team, and you know how desperate teams are for quarterbacks.
Yes.
Skylar Thompson has a job, and Snoop Huntley does not.
At the moment, he does.
Yes, correct.
At the moment.
At the moment. But, yeah, everybody should have a job.
He was third on that depth chart, though.
Yeah. Who was third on that depth chart?
Skylar, wasn't he?
No. He became the top backup. But here's the thing. The offense was so complicated that they had to dumb down and water down their offense. They had to stop doing their motion, which is a very huge, important piece of their offense, and then not have any run game. So Mike McDaniel was basically playing with one hand tied behind his back, and it wasn't even his primary hand that he had use of. Like, he was forced to play the game with his left hand. And how good are you going to look when you're doing that? You're not going to look very, very good. Now, people would say, okay, well, what happened to the games where he was where Tua was playing? Okay, that's a fair criticism and a fair assessment. After they lost Austin Jackson in that Buffalo game, they had absolutely no run game. I mean, they were averaging like 3.1 yards per carry. It was a disaster. And not only did they have no run game and then have to do pseudo passing plays to supplement the run, which were quick checkdowns, but they also had no pass protection. Those guys could not give Tua any time to look downfield and get the ball. Now, people will say, oh, well, Tyreek, you know, didn't have any big numbers. Tyreek didn't have this, that. Tyreek didn't have that. Well, you've seen the guys had two hand surgeries this offseason because of what he played through, which should have landed him on IR. He just ran a 10.15. Like,
yes.
He's clearly still got speed. He should be motivated, especially considering what he's going through right now. Let's hope you have a motivated Tyreek. And then you didn't even have Jalen Waddle healthy. Jalen Waddle spent the last quarter of the season playing through a knee issue, which was not good. So have a healthy roster, have a better offensive line, have Tua healthy, and you should have a better offense.
It's like, but you keep saying have Tua healthy, like it's easier said than done. I mean, he is, I would imagine, Omar, he's going to miss games. It okay. seems very unlikely that he's going to just make it through the season healthy.
He has to change
don't
his approach.
You? I mean, I don't know.
He has to completely change his approach, and do I know if he can do that?
But
yes
you
or
can't,
no?
But here's the problem, though. When you talk about change his approach, Omar, the guy, he's playing the game. What are you going to ask him to do? You're going to ask him to dive down every time he...
Yes.
You know, trying to run for a first down?
No, dive down anytime anybody's coming to pressure you for a sack. Just go to your knees.
I don't know, man. I don't know that it can yep. just work that way.
It does. That just doesn't. He did it in 2023. The heavier Tua.
What is he now? What is his body now? What are we calling him this year?
Medium Tua? Medium Tua. Yeah, he's not thin.
Great.
He's not thin, but he's not thick. He's a very confident quarterback. He's very efficient in terms of, as I said earlier in the show, I don't even watch practice for Tua anymore. I know what to expect. It's going to be efficient. It's going to look good. It's not going to lead to a ton of turnovers. Like he threw one turnover in practice and it was, and I'm not even sure that was all his fault. It's just a level of efficiency. Trust me. I watched Ryan Tannehill for 7 years. Ryan Tannehill can't even carry his jockstrap. For 7 years, I watched that bum practice,
wow.
And he was a bum.
Wow.
His teammates thought he was a bum. Tua, it's not even close. It's not even anywhere imaginably close in terms of—
Same result, though.
Yeah.
In fairness,
but that's a team thing.
You can throw your numbers all day. I mean, I know you got numbers. You could just keep throwing them out at me. But the same result. By the way, the Tyreek Hill thing is a Dude Perfect video. They're gonna have that at some point here. They have like a YouTube channel. I know you're not familiar with their work.
I'm not,
but you'll like it. Their stuff is pretty
okay.
good.
So
they do videos with
Perk was all obsessed about that. I teased them all weekend because Perk was like he kept hammering Mike McDaniel on it too. So he's
about
like
the running, the sprint.
Yeah, this Tyreek, because Tyreek is serious about racing Noah Lyles, and it'll benefit Noel Lyles or whatever his name is, the Olympian, because like if you take down Tyreek, like you're the man.
Who, Noah Lyles?
Yeah.
No, I don't think so, man.
Yeah.
No. He just ran in the Olympics.
This is big.
No, this is not big. This is a sideshow.
This is low.
But everything is about a sideshow now.
But there's no way he loses.
There is no way he's
not going to lose. If he loses, then Tyreek should be running for the USA in the Olympics, not playing football.
That's what Tyreek is trying to prove.
Jeez, man.
Why can't we have Tyreek go after a cheetah like Chad Johnson?
Do you realize, as long as he's training, I didn't know a lot about sprinting and all that. You got to watch the show on Netflix, Sprinter. It's like it's like quarterback,
yeah,
but with
sprinters.
Track people.
It's very interesting, and Noah Lyles is in it, and all the other people that are relevant in track.
But they're not relevant, and that's why he's ready and willing to challenge Tyreek.
They're relevant for a few weeks every four years when they have the Olympics.
He's more excited about this race he's calling out Tyreek more than Tyreek's calling him out.
Yeah, I saw that.
They're serious about this.
It's obviously good for Noah Lyles because you're right.
Notoriety, attention.
Yeah. But yeah, if he were
Tyreek is going to be training hard in these 5 weeks of break. Do you want a not busy Tyreek or do you want a distracted, committed, focused Tyreek? Because you know what the outcome is of the not busy Tyreek.
If he wants to run, that's great. Yeah, I don't want any of the other stuff.
Yeah, exactly.
I just want to make it to training camp.
Just want I say the same thing. I just want to make it to training camp without
Although
any...
Although we made it to training camp last year. He didn't make it to the first game of the season without an incident, but you know how that goes.
I just want Tyreek and police to not be in the same sentence.
That would be nice. Yes.
That's all I want.
Not called to his place.
Not
pulled over for
not
something.
Not assaulting a boat captain.
No, yes.
Not yet. Just let's go.
If you want to go on a podcast and say Tua's not a top five quarterback, great. You know, whatever. Baker Mayfield is. Tua's not fine.
I'm okay with that at this point. For the next 5 weeks, Tyreek is going to be crying for attention. We know this. Just don't get arrested. Don't have police called on you.
I agree with you, man. We'll see if he makes it. We're going to talk to Chris Perkins from the Sun Sentinel when we come back, as Perk's been feisty with some of his stuff, talking about the culture of this team. And
ChatGPT calls him the most negative media member in South Florida.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Perk has taken the crown now. You guys change the crown every week, though, on who gets that. We'll talk to Perk when we come back.
This hurricane season, keep it on AM 560 Sports WQAM. For
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.